Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy 1 week until Christmas. I'm sure you're all getting excited. We sure are here in town. Main Street has certainly been a bit busier this week than normal. Everyone is wrapping up their preparations, buying last-minute gifts, or getting ingredients for the big Christmas dinner. I've been waiting to finish my Christmas list because today is the day of the Grace Harbor Christmas Market. This is an event we hold down at the church where people bring homemade gifts and offer them for sale or trade. Part of what I love about it is that it's open to everyone. You'll find a table with beautiful handmade jewelry right next to a table of popsicle stick ornaments made by one of our elementary school classes. There really is something for everyone. Each gift comes with a tag letting you know who made it, and what they love about it, and what their Christmas wish is for the gift receiver. So, for example, this year I'm bringing some batches of my grandma's delicious thumbprint jelly cookies. The tag has my name on it. It says that I love these cookies because they're my Grandma Ruth's special recipe, and my wish is that the cookies would bring the receiver a heart full of joy. If you were coming to our Christmas market today, what might you bring? You can literally bring anything as long as it's homemade. It could be a drawing, edible treats, ornaments, a poem, a painted rock. I really mean anything. And if you know what you want the receiver to feel when they get it, you can share that too. Take a few moments to talk about this as a family. And if you need more time, you can pause the podcast. And I'll be right here when you get back. You know, if this idea got you excited, it's always something you could look at doing in your community next year. It doesn't need to start as a big deal. You can just invite a few friends over and ask everyone to bring something to trade. Okay, let's take some time today to practice our core discipline of intention setting. This is when we think about the things we have to do, and we also think about how we want to do them. For some of you, this next week might not be too busy. Here in Grace Harbor, today is actually the last day of school for the year. I know my daughter is planning on taking it easy tomorrow. For others, this might be one of your busiest seasons. For me, as a pastor, this is a really special time, but it also comes with a lot of extra events and things to stay on top of. Take a moment and think through the most important things you have to do or want to do in the next couple of days. If you find yourself thinking about too many things, just take a deep breath and focus on the most important one, two, or three things. For me, I was thinking about needing to finish my Christmas Eve sermon. That's the short talk I give during the special church service. But I was also thinking about how, with school out starting tomorrow, it's really important that I make time to play with my kids. Okay, now I want you to think about how you want to do these important things. By that I mean, what feeling do you want to have while you do these things, or what feeling do you want other people to have because you're doing these things? For example, when I'm working on my Christmas Eve sermon, I want to be focused so I can do a good job, but also get it done. When I get distracted, it takes a lot longer. But if I can get it done, that'll mean I can be fully present with my kids and show them how much I love them by giving them my full attention. Okay, take a moment to think about that, and then we'll close our time together with prayer. Dear God, we thank you for all of the important things we get to do over the next week. Some of it will be work, and hopefully a lot of it will be fun. Help us to do these things in a way that honors you and the people we love. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a great Thursday, and I'll talk to you tonight.